We don't know much about what went on, but God said he will do it in righteousness and justice. And I began to think about that. What would they know? You know, first of all, they would know that God's name, then they didn't have, whatever you want to say, Yahweh. They didn't know him as that. Hadn't been revealed to Moses yet. They knew him as El Shaddai, God Almighty, or El Elyon, the Most High God. Okay? Because there were lots of gods. People serve all kinds of things. But pretty much everybody knew about El Shaddai or knew about El Elyon, the, quote, Most High God. And they would have known some things about his character. They would have understood some things. Again, going back to Abraham had Isaac, okay, through that Rebecca. And then Isaac had, anybody would tell me, y'all here? Who are Isaac's children? Esau and Jacob, right? Now, God said, I've made covenant with this guy because he'll train up his children, right? So he did a pretty good job with Isaac, but look at Jacob and Esau. Esau blew it completely. Sold his birthright for porridge, right? Didn't do too well. Jacob was more of a mama's boy, but at least he was smart enough to know his inheritance was worth something. Okay? However, later on, he lined up pretty well after he went through the issue for 14 years with Laban. And then out from him comes the, quote, 12 patriarchs. Well, that's kind of weird when you look at it. Remember, to us, this would be real strange. The 12 patriarchs, six of them were born to Leah, who was the one that Jacob didn't love. Four of them were born to concubines. Leah supplied two of them, and Rachel supplied two of them. And then two of them were born to Rachel, who were Joseph and Benjamin. And Benjamin got credit for always sticking with Judah later on, which worked out well. Joseph was a big deal. Joseph wound up, when his brothers tried to kill him, didn't want to kill him, so they sold him. And so he winds up in Egypt. Then he winds up being second in command to the Pharaoh in the whole kingdom of Egypt. Why? Because God said, blessing, I will bless you, multiplying, I will multiply you, right? And so God's covenant, even though there were screw-ups, God still kept his word. His word was true, and somehow Abraham communicated to his children things that were important. First of all, they saw Abraham honoring God. They saw that they obviously had to know. They knew that murder was wrong, right? I mean, because the stories went down. They knew murder was wrong. They saw Abraham honoring God. And the other thing we don't think about very much is there were priests of God. Remember Melchizedek? When Abraham came in from whooping on the kings, and there they also knew something about honoring God with your giving out from, quote, your first fruits, out from your crops. Because Abraham, coming back from spoils, coming back from the kings, gave spoils to Melchizedek, who was also the king of Salem, king of peace, okay? He's without lineage. He's a mysterious kind of guy a little bit. He's the God Most High. He is the priest of God Most High, the Most High God. So there was a knowledge of these things going on. We just don't have a lot of details. But it was there. And obviously, I mean, Abraham, he was an honorable man. Look what he did with Lot. Okay, the kings came in there, took Lot. He armed his household because he was very wealthy, and apparently they knew how to fight really well. There was some training that went on. And they went and whooped up on five kings and brought it back, right? So there was stuff that had been going on. Look at Isaac. Look at what Isaac saw in his dad. You remember the deal where God said, you're going to take him up here and sacrifice him? And Abraham said, we'll come back, when he's talking to his servant. He knew that this wasn't going to end in death, that no matter what happened, Isaac would be fine. But he was going to obey God anyway. That's some faith. Isaac was there the whole time. He saw the whole thing. He was the point, right? So these things were communicated. Again, we talk about the law being, it says 400 years later, got to throw some stuff in there anyway. When Moses was 40, he killed a guy. Pharaoh was after him. He left Egypt, right? And he went to, we say Midian, it's actually Midian, okay? And happened to meet this beautiful woman at a well. And turned out her dad was, you know who her dad was? Oh, come on, people. Her, Jethro, y'all should have gotten there for sure. Jethro was the priest of Midian. He was the priest of Midian. He was a minister. All those Hebrew people I left off a minute ago when you went to genealogy, okay? Eber, which I think is the fourth from Noah, he's the one who's credited with kind of like he's where the Hebrews came from. He codified their languages. He tells them how to write stuff down, okay? From then on, those people out of Eber, and you keep going down there, I think it's seven more generations before you get through Nahor and Terah, and then you get to, don't be bored with this, okay? Don't be bored with this. You get all the way down to Terah, and then you got Nahor again, who was the grandson of the first one, Nahor and Haran and Abram, right? All this stuff is written down. It's all right there. This is historicity. You can see these things happening. And if you'll just sit and think about it a little bit, God will open your mind. You'll be going, huh. And so what we got is this righteousness and justice was happening. There were priests. We just don't really know. All the Hebrew people went down into Egypt, right? But Jethro, the priest of Midian, wasn't in Egypt. And Moses, who had been raised in the household of Pharaoh, knew little to nothing at all about being a Hebrew until he wound up meeting this beautiful woman out of the well and hanging out with Jethro, who was the priest of Midian, for 40 years. You think he learned something about God? About El Shaddai? See, Moses wasn't born when all that stuff was going on. Obviously, Moses wasn't born when Joseph was around. Moses wasn't born. And apparently, over the 400 years those people were in Egypt, they forgot most of what they were supposed to know about God. So God put Moses up there, set him with the priest, and taught him for 40 years. And then said, okay, son, now you're ready to go back and talk to the people because they've forgotten everything. 4 generations minimum. That people hadn't been teaching each other.